Hello everyone, it's Mr. Charlton here, and this is Audio Story 431. Now the next story has been chosen by two different children who live in two different parts of the world. It has been chosen by Alice, who lives in New York City. Hello Alice! And it has been chosen by Lucas, who very soon will be moving to Moscow. Hello Lucas! And hello to your sister Alexandra too. The story I am going to read is called The Giving Tree. Are you ready? Okay, let's begin. The Giving Tree by Shel Silverstein. Once there was a tree, and she loved little boy. And every day the boy would come, and he would gather her leaves and make them into crowns and play king of the forest. He would climb up her trunk and swing from her branches and eat apples. And they would play hide and go seek. 3, 2, 1, hide! They loved it. And when he was tired, he would sleep in her shade. And the boy loved the tree very much, and the tree was happy. But time went by. Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock, tick tock. And the boy grew older, and the tree was often alone. And then one day the boy came to the tree, and the tree said, "Come, boy, come and climb up my trunk and swing from my branches and eat apples and play in my shade and be happy." "Oh, I am too big to climb and play," said the boy. "I want to buy things and have fun. I want some money. Can you give me some money?" "Oh, I'm sorry," said the tree, "but I have no money. I only have leaves and apples. Take my apples, boy, and sell them in a city. Then you will have money and you'll be happy." And so the boy climbed up the tree and gathered her apples and carried them away. And the tree was happy. But the boy stayed away for a long time, and the tree was sad. And then one day the boy came back, and the tree shook with joy. And she said, "Come, boy, come and climb up my trunk and swing from my branches and eat apples and play in my shade and be happy." "Oh, I'm too busy to climb trees," said the boy. "Oh, I want a house to keep me warm," he said. "I want a wife and I want children, and so I need a house. Can you give me a house?" "I have no house," said the tree. "The forest is my house," said the tree. "But you may cut off my branches and build a house. Then you will be happy." And the boy cut off her branches and carried them away to build his house. And the tree was happy. But the boy stayed away for a long time. And when he came back, the tree was so happy she could hardly speak. "Come, boy," she whispered, "come and play." "I am too old and sad to play," said the boy. "I want a boat that can take me far away from here. Can you give me a boat? Cut down my trunk and make a boat," said the tree. "Then you can sail away and be happy." And so the boy cut down her trunk and made a boat and sailed away. And the tree was happy. But not really at all. And after a long time, the boy came back again. "I am sorry, boy," said the tree, "but I have nothing left to give you. My apples are gone. My teeth are too weak for apples," said the boy. "My branches are gone," said the tree. "You cannot swing on them." "Oh, I am too old to swing on branches," said the boy. "My trunk is gone," said the tree. "You cannot climb." "Oh, I am too tired to climb," said the boy. "I am sorry," sighed the tree. "I wish I could give you something, but I have nothing left. I am just an old stump." "Oh, I don't need very much," said the boy. "Just a quiet place to sit and rest. I am very, very, very tired." "Well," said the tree, straightening herself up as much as she could. "Well, an old stump is good for sitting and resting. Come, boy, sit down. Sit down and rest." And the boy did. Well, boys and girls, should I say the old man did, because he was not a boy anymore. He was a very old man indeed. and that is why he was so tired and needed a rest. But the tree was happy. The end. Lucas, Alexandra, Alice, boys and girls, I hope you enjoyed the story, which has a very, very powerful meaning. I absolutely love that story. Maybe you can discuss it with the adult who is with you. Maybe you can do that. I think that's a great idea. I will see you all very, very soon on Mr. Charlton's Audio Stories. 3, 2, 1. Bye, bye, bye.